From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Mitt Romney's campaign says it's making good on its promise to release the GOP candidate's 2011 federal taxes today. The couple's returns were to have been posted online at the top of this hour. The campaign says Romney and his wife, Ann, paid an effective tax rate of 14.1% last year, nearly $2 million in taxes on investment income of more than $13.5 million last year. That coincides with the candidate's statements that he's paid at least 13% in taxes in each of the past 10 years, though he's been reluctant to reveal or release the taxes beyond 2011. General Motors is recalling nearly a half million Chevrolet, Pontiac, and Saturn sedans in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports they may have a problem with the transmission.
The defect is with a transmission cable. GM says it can break, leading the driver to believe the car is in park when it's actually in gear. When that happens, the vehicle can roll unexpectedly. The recall involves 2007 through 2010 Chevy Malibus, Pontiac G6s, and some Saturns, all with four-speed automatic transmissions. GM says it knows of four crashes, but no deaths or injuries. Dealers will fix the problem at no cost to owners. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Obama administration officials are saying Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has decided to remove an Iranian militant group from the U.S. terrorist list, a move likely to anger Iran. Mujahideen e-Khalq, or MEK, helped Islamic clerics overthrow the Shah of Iran, but then fought against the Iranian regime along with Saddam Hussein during the Iran-Iraq War. The group has been sponsoring a high-profile campaign to be taken off the U.S. terror list. Demonstrators took to the streets across Pakistan today protesting an anti-Islam video that was produced in the U.S. after the country's prime minister declared this a day of support for Islam's prophet Muhammad. From Islamabad, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Security has been tightened in all of Pakistan's major cities. The government cut cell phone service first thing this morning in an effort to prevent a terrorist attack. Cell phones are often used to detonate bombs. Pakistan's Prime Minister, Raja Pervez Ashraf, used the public holiday to denounce the video, which denigrates the Prophet Muhammad. And the American ambassador, Richard Hoagland, was summoned to the Foreign Office, where Pakistan's government lodged a strong protest over the video. On Thursday, the major television networks ran paid advertisements put out by the U.S. Embassy, which show both President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying the U.S. respects all religions and that the American government had nothing to do with the video. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.
An hour before the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 15, the Nasdaq up 7. This is NPR. As Apple's iPhone 5 hits stores in several countries today, there's another embarrassment for the struggling maker of the BlackBerry smartphone. Dan Karpinchuk reports an outage has left users in several parts of the world without service for several hours today.
The loss of service hit customers in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Canadian maker Research in Motion announced the interruption in postings on Facebook and Twitter. It later issued a statement to the media apologizing for the problem, which it now says has been fixed. Many of the world's 70 million BlackBerry users were affected. The outage couldn't have come at a worse time. The new iPhone from Apple has put even more competitive pressure on the BlackBerry. Research in Motion has already lost a large portion of market share to Apple and to Google's Android system because of delays in launching its new smartphone products. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Walmart says it will no longer sell Amazon's Kindle e-readers and tablets, and the retail giant is severing ties with Amazon.com altogether because of online competition. Kindle owners can use their device to shop around for the best prices on millions of items through Amazon, potentially putting Walmart at a disadvantage as it tries to catch up to Amazon in online sales. The French-owned Universal Music Group is a step closer to buying the troubled British music company EMI. The European Union has approved the sale over the objections of rivals, who argued Universal will be able to squeeze out competition. The combined group would include top-selling recording artists, including Jay-Z and Kanye West, as well as the Beatles' catalog. The deal, worth nearly $2 billion, still needs U.S. approval. If it goes through, it would give Universal 40% of the U.S. market. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR.